good day. His daughter was sick, and the croissant he was eating at 5 p.m. was lunch. Life hasn't been bad for the 49-year-old Adams, though. He travels the world, his 9 books have sold over 15 million copies, and the oft-delayed Hitchhiker's movie is now being produced by Disney and has the director of Austin Powers signed on. The perennial movie, which has been about to be made for about 20 years and is even more about to be made now, Adams said. But we shall see. I wish I'd never thought of doing it as a movie. I'd have about 10 years of my life back. For the first time in over a decade, Adams is working on a book. There was a point where I just got massively fed up with it. My books tend to use up ideas at a ferocious rate, he said. I never intended to be a novelist to begin with, so I decided to go and do a whole bunch of other things. The consequence of that is I have a huge backlog of story ideas, and now the sort of panic is, can I do them all in the rest of my career, given the speed at which they're arriving at the moment? The other panic, of course, is the perennial writer's problem of application. I think I have more fear of writing than most writers. The new book is not a Hitchhiker's book. There are already 5 of those, or a Dirk Gently book, but it will be recognizable in style to anyone who knows those books. Since then, I've now got lots and lots of different storylines waiting for me to turn them into books. One of them I shall apply the title Salmon of Doubt to, but I don't know which one yet. In 1990, Adams, with zoologist Mark Carwardine, wrote Last Chance to See. It's one of his hardest books to find, and his favorite. When Adams, who has lived in Santa Barbara for the last 2 years, speaks today at UCSB, it's the book he'll talk about. I do talks around most of the rest of the country, Adams said, so I was very keen to do one here. Just to sort of say, hi, here I am. Adams gives a lot of speeches, usually about high technology to large companies. I actually prefer doing this particular one, which I only ever usually get to do at colleges because it's funny. But big corporations don't particularly like to hear about protecting endangered wildlife, he said. You lose a lot of money to endangered wildlife. Last Chance to See started as a magazine article for the World Wildlife Fund. The group sent Adams to Madagascar, where he met Carwardine. Adams wrote about eyes, an endangered species of nocturnal lemurs that look like a cross between a bat, a monkey, and a very surprised infant. At the time, it was thought that there was only about 15. They've found a few more, so it's not quite so endangered, just